Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is our 20-year anniversary, and we are here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey recording the show for you because we have a special presentation. By the end of the hour, you will hear the world premiere of Scuba Radio, 20 years still sucking on air. And if things go well, this might turn into a full-time exhibit at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. I am so excited. You know, Captain Slate, the dive god Neil Watson is part of this. We pulled out all the stops, animatronic elements. There's live music. There's laser smoke. And it's crazy. And it's making its debut off Broadway literally in a matter of minutes right here in Secaucus. That's about as off-Broadway as you can get. But it's just so exciting to be a part of this. Now, I am wandering the aisles of the Beneath the Sea show, handing out our tickets for tonight's performance. Jerry has them. How many do we have left?
Oh, we've got just a few left.
Just a handful?
Just
okay.
A handful. Right, I just now traded Clay one for one of his great liveaboard trips.
Oh, yeah, really? So, you made that deal, Clay?
He caught me at a weak moment.
Okay, well,
Whatever works. Yeah, you know, it seemed to be fine. I'm excited. I hear Springsteen's going to be there. There's going to be a, you know.
You know what? There's a lot of rumors of big-time celebrities that have threatened to show up. You know, we were actually in the city last night. Amy Schumer was performing at the Comedy Cellar, and she got wind that this was happening. So I've heard that she might even show. But the boss, you've heard. I mean, we're right next to him here in Secaucus, so why not?
Yeah, it's his neck of the woods.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Clay McCardle, the guy, he would know because Clay knows people. You know, people come on his boats that are big-time celebrities, way more important than schlubs like me. But it's an honor to just have you as a friend and be working with Explorer Ventures for so many years and the support you provided our show. I could never thank you enough, Clay.
You know, I think we're both older, a little bit grayer, and it actually is amazing to me that this industry has been subjected to you for 20 years, and it just seemed to go by in a flash.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we just kind of operated under the radar somehow or another. They just like, if you ignore them, they'll go away, and we just never did.
No, you're sort of like, I don't know, the diving version of bed bugs or something like that.
Yeah, a virus or something.
Virus, yeah, you know, yeah.
They hoped he would go away, and he just never did.
Yes, true. And they haven't come up with an ointment to make it, disappear. But whatever. You know, we're here, we're loving it, and we have great friends like Explorer Ventures in the industry. And you know, the thing is, it's always something new, always something fresh. You guys are growing. You got the new boat in the Galapagos that we talked about a couple weeks ago. That's exciting. I know you want to get on that boat yourself, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, Majestic Explorer will be starting up in the Galapagos in July, actually early August of 2018, so we're excited for that. And we just announced here at the show that we've got two new boats in Indonesia that we're working with as well.
Yes. So, now, blue...
Now, if you need to watch Greg sort of sit there, and he's sort of begging like a puppy at the moment.
Yes, I have to go on every boat that Clay offers at Explorer Ventures because it's just good form, right?
Exactly.
I don't know how I pull it off, but he lets me get on his boats. But now we got three new ones I got to get on. I thought I had them all covered. Now we got all of a sudden I got all these crazy trips we got to do.
The last, 8-9 months, you seem not to have been traveling all that much.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
A couple things that happened. So, you know, we got to get you back out on the road.
Well, good point. And, there you go.
You
he
know,
wanted
I've,
to
I've got
give
to
me
deal
motivation.
With your wife, get you out of the house as much as possible.
Okay, they've been talking. Yeah, it has been too long. She's like, get the hell out. That's why we're here in Jersey this weekend. Like, leave for Christ's sake, will you? But yeah, we got three new boats with Explorer Ventures. The Indonesia ones were literally announced right here at the Beneath the Sea show, right?
Yep. Our first announcement this weekend. So we're hugely excited about that. The boats are currently on operation and available for booking. So, you know, any of the destinations in Indonesia you want to visit, whether it's, you know, Raja Ampat or Komodo or the Forgotten Islands or wherever you want to go down there, we can handle it.
Yeah, and you know what? We didn't miss the opportunity to take advantage of it here at the Beneath the Sea show and made someone extremely happy here for the Komodo itinerary when we gave one away at the opening of Beneath the Sea, and she was ecstatic. Did you
she
see her?
Seemed to be excited. I think they had to call in an ambulance.
Yeah, she. I said, hey, you'll be fine. Just breathe. Trust me. I know these things now. But she survived okay. But she's excited. She had never been on a liveaboard trip before, and we gave her one this morning. Just shared the love of 30 years of Explorer Ventures, 20 years of Scuba Radio. It's really cool to be able to do stuff like that, make some people smile.
Half a century together.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's 30-year anniversary of BTS, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God, 80 years together.
Well, here you go. Man.
Yeah, we're actually older than the diving industry itself.
We're exceeding life expectancy.
Yeah, there you go.
How
That's
about
impressive.
That?
That's
yeah,
impressive.
So, you know, but it's all about sharing the love of diving. And, of course, Explorer Ventures has been doing that for 30 years, and now they got these new boats. It's just so exciting. And I got to tell you, the Galapagos boat looks spectacular, but these Indonesia boats look pretty impressive as well.
They're beautiful, beautiful vessels. They're big steel hull, heavy boats, you know, good for longer crossings and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're real excited to be working.
Now, what do you know about that neck of the woods? Because I got to tell you, I've heard of Komodo. That's where they got the Komodo Dragon. So I guess there's a land tour where you go see those and get eaten or something. Is that what happens?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah
pretty much. They lose a few people every time they go ashore.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, that's fine.
That's part of the adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you dive as a buddy pair.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's how it works. You'll come back. But yeah, I know there's some land-based stuff there, but do you know anything about the diving in that neck of the woods?
You know, I am no expert on diving in that neck of the woods, but Mike Perrin, who works with us, he has spent many weeks down there in various destinations, and he can help you out. And Diana and Sue,
right?
You know, they have a lot of experience diving down there.
So. Yeah, well, Sue's right there. Should we talk to her? Or I know we have the owners of the boat, actually, that own the boat or something, going to be here at the show, too. Yeah, let's bring Sue over and ask her about this. Hey, Sue. Hey, you know, I don't talk to Sue enough on Scuba Radio, but she's been with me for years, and she works with Clay all the time. So, well, no, I mean, I'm old. Come on. Sue, so what's the deal about this Komodo itinerary or those liveaboards? What can you tell us about the diving in the air?
We just added two new Indonesia boats.
Right, and we talked about that, but what about the...
The itineraries?
No, what is the diving like in that neck of the woods? I've never been there.
You've never been there?
Never.
We got to get you out there.
Sure. Sucking up right now. What do you think's going on?
Well, Komodo is, of course, where they'll see the Komodo dragons.
Dragons, right, yeah.
Yeah. And then there are, the underwater there is just amazing. Everything, macro, big stuff. There's colder water there. We go south and north.
Yeah.
So down south, it's going to be a little bit colder, and up north, it'll be a little bit warmer. Great manta encounters.
Ooh,
there.
Nice.
Also true in Raja Ampat, which we dive both of those areas with both boats.
Okay. So and you fly into where? Like, when you leave from the
Komodo,
left coast?
You fly into Bali.
Bali from LA
and
or
you
something?
Right on the boat. Yeah. You could originate anywhere in the States and fly into Bali. If you're doing the Raja Ampat, once you get to Bali, then you fly to Sarong, a domestic flight down to
Do you have
Raja
to wear one, too? Isn't that one of those skirt things they wear in Fiji?
I don't
Sarong?
Have to wear one. Oh, Sarong. Ah, ha, ha. Good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 20 years. They don't get any better. So pretty much anything. Big animals, macro, you name it, they got it.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds similar to a Galapagos kind of thing. Is it current diving or a lot of current?
It's warmer than the Galapagos.
Well, I hope, yeah. But is it a lot of currents and stuff?
There is some current in the Komodo area. It's a little bit less current in Raja Ampat than you have there.
Tropical, topside, that kind of thing. I mean, the
warm.
Komodo dragons, they like warm air, I would imagine.
The topside is warm and beautiful. And they have four tenders on that boat, Manta.
Four?
The one in, yeah, that's doing.
What do you mean? How does that work? You mean they take these four tenders out and take the divers out from the main boat? Is that what
you mean? All the diving in Indonesia is done from tenders.
Okay.
So you get on the big boat, from the big boat, on the tender. That's so that you can access areas that you can't access with the big boat.
Got it. So you must be weaving in and out little coral formations and things like that. And I saw the boat. It's like, what, 150 feet
yeah,
long or something?
It's
a big boy.
She's big, yeah. She's big.
So you got, they're both about the same size or one slightly bigger?
Manta's a little bit bigger.
All right, so what's the name again of them?
Manta, it's actually called Blue Manta Explorer.
Okay.
And the other one is Raja Manta Explorer.
Okay, excellent. But you would fly into the same place for both of them? Maybe,
you
slightly.
Fly into Bali first,
yeah.
But for Raja Ampat, you have to fly on to Sarong.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, wear the skirt. And I've done that. There's pictures out on the web of me wearing one of those. So, three new places to go, plus the Turks and Caicos, Saba, everywhere, exploreadventures.com. All right, and we got more coming up on this special 20-year edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years and still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, come on. That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
Did you ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey and literally minutes away from Scuba Radio, 20 years and still sucking on air. The first presentation of this off-Broadway. I cannot wait I hope you're as excited as I am. We're wandering the aisles, handing out our VIP tickets. Are there any left, Jerry, the diver guy?
There are a few tickets left, and I am actually going to give a pair to my great friends Stuart Cove and Liz so I don't get turned into shark chum.
Okay, so, well, that's just an investment. Stuart, how are you, buddy?
Good. 40 years still sucking on rum.
Yes, okay. All right. He's got us doubled, but the fact that we've made it 20, I'm happy.
You know, congratulations on your 20-year anniversary. Quite an accomplishment. And I think I've been involved in a lot of your radio shows.
Absolutely.
Really feel honored.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for putting up with our nonsense for so long. I really appreciate it. And the fact that I can call someone like Stuart a friend, and now we got Liz, who is just kind of keeping him in line, I guess. Is that right, Liz?
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for these tickets. This is super exciting. I can't say I've been around for 20 years, but this is pretty awesome. I think I might have to give up my Hamilton tickets for these.
Oh, yeah. You know what? These tickets, this is a one-time performance. You know, Ellen was asking me for these tickets. I said, no, I got to give these tickets to Stuart Cove and Liz. You know, even though I know, you know, Liz is hanging with Ellen all the time.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Right, exactly. But no, she doesn't rate. She isn't even a certified diver yet. If she gets certified, we can talk. But until then, Liz and Stuart are going to get these tickets. So anyway, what's been going on in the Bahamas?
Bahamas, man, it's all good. You know, we had a little bit of a hurricane in October. But everything's back to normal, and diving is good. We had Matarese the other day.
Oh, awesome. Now, have you guys kind of moved the operation a little bit or from the main place where you're taking the boats out of, or what?
We're probably going to move within a year.
Okay.
Just because we have an opportunity to some land became available that has 300-foot of canal front.
Oh.
And across the road, 600-foot of beach.
Ooh, there you go. So, a little best of both worlds.
Yeah, so the possibilities are endless.
Okay, absolutely. I like it. And Liz, what about you? You've been hanging with the sharks? I see these videos on Facebook like every other day.
Yeah, man, I've been doing some cool stuff with Jet Black Racing and Scuba Pro. They made me this pretty epic skull wetsuit that I've been wearing in some stuff, which is cool. We've got some of our Shark Week promo stuff coming up through Discovery, which is exciting, and a couple more projects in the pipeline. So,
well, what can you tell us about the Shark Week stuff? Yeah, I've gotten a little taste that I know they've been over there lately. Neil was telling us earlier. Are they doing some stuff with you guys too, as always?
Yep, we're going to have some of our School of Sharks featured in the appropriate spot on Shark Week this year. So it's exciting. I'm not going to tell you who's on it this year. I'm going to wait, and you'll find out soon.
I hear there's Olympics kind of elements. That's all I know.
You're on a need-to-know basis.
Yes, I know, which means she's not going to tell me squat, of course. Yeah, that's why all the stars like Liz. She hobnobs with Ellen and all these Hollywood types. I mean, it's nutty stuff. And you do, too. You're like the Hollywood, you know, the dive operation to Hollywood, right, Stuart?
That's the truth. I kind of fell into it because of the location.
Yeah, you got great diving, clear water. They want to get some good underwater footage. You're the man they call, correct?
Well, they used to call men before me because of the Nassau's famous for going back to 1915 when the first underwater movie was made underwater.
Yeah. Well, when you've got all the Bond wrecks there still, which is a popular dive site over where you're at, right?
Very popular, and they're still very, very choice.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I hope you enjoy tonight's performance. You weren't part of the production like Neil, but I know that you will appreciate his contribution, being that you know the dive god, and well, Cap Slate's in it, and a few other people you're familiar with that, you know, you can use it as blackmail, maybe. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I have so much blackmail material.
Yeah, that's true. What am I saying? These guys go way back. They got so much dirt on each other. They'll keep them in line. All right. Well, you enjoy the Beneath the Sea show. We'll see you at the performance tonight. And it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you for 20 years.
Thank you for 20 years, Greg.
Here's to 20 more, right? All right. Cool. Let's move over. We got our friend Rick from Vivid Picks, who was nice enough to give us some prize here prizes at Beneath the Sea to give away. We got one more ticket at least for Rick.
Can I
don't
go
we?
Too? I heard it's the best ticket in town.
Well,
it is.
We've got a couple tickets, but you have to make me look good on a picture. So I mean, you have to turn this ugly face into something.
Yeah.
And if
you got a face for radio like me,
a ticket, Rick. I promise.
Our software works magics. But I don't know.
Is there a quick fix button?
Well, that's fair enough. I will give him a ticket.
I think there is a face for radio button that you can click on and it turns you into a face for TV.
You know, I think that's what it comes down to is that when you're able to have that radio profile pick improvement, ready, here we go. What do you think?
That's great. I love it.
Give your picks the Vivid Picks fix.
Yeah. Put it on Facebook.
Wait, did he just Photoshop a picture of Brad Pitt's head on your body or something? Or what happened?
No comment.
Weird. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
It is
for the
magic.
Ticket.
Congratulations on 20 years, man.
Yeah, it's remarkable that we've gotten this far. But look at that, and then we got this big performance. I can't wait for you to see it. I'm so excited that we've made 20 years. I'm excited that we get to share this whole new exhibit with the world today. It's quite an honor, Rick. But Vivid Picks, you're out here at the show, you know, hobnobbing, networking, that kind of thing. And you guys have been doing some recent work on the, well, it's land and sea, but the, a new element to it, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple of cool new things going on. So we launched in the iTunes, the Vivid Picks Fix, Vivid Picks Land and Sea, and then you're able to go deeper. We've implemented now the ability for you to be able to download Vivid Picks Land and Sea from the iTunes for free trial. So that's really the cool thing. Just the ability to be able to turn those green picks into, you know, pretty colorful photos in literally just one click and fine tune.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what kind of camera you have, you can use it with this software.
Exactly.
Use it with your phone if you want to just shoot with that, but a lot of versatility in that regard. And I know you just went to the Bahamas and did a big shoot to kind of tweak some of the software settings. Is that right?
Well, we actually were down in Grand Cayman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we went down to Grand Cayman, and it was really thoughtful. We had 10 different manufacturers lend us their cameras, 6 different manufacturer housings, and it allowed us to be able to create an article that we're going to release in May that allows the amateur, whether it be somebody who's bringing down a cell phone cam or somebody who's bringing down a more expensive camera in a bigger housing, to learn how to get better pictures and to choose the camera that's best for them.
Vivid-Picks.com. Go there, check it out, and get it today. We got more coming up from Beneath the Sea at our 20-year anniversary show next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. We are with Big Wave Dave at the Go Dive Now pool. Jerry, come on. Hook him up.
I've got one or two more tickets left. Since I think the world of Big Dave, I will give him one.
Yeah, he has
so
to have.
He has one.
Yeah. Is the missus not here, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you're not a plus one. So you got a ticket for the ticket. Party tonight. This is going to be, well, it's not a party. It will be a party after
I'll
the...
I'll be there. Anyway.
What's that?
I'll be there. It's always
a
party.
Exactly. Well, no, for our Scuba Radio 20 years still sucking on air, off-Broadway performance happens literally in minutes. You're going to love this, Dave. I just have a feeling.
20 years is a long time.
It is. You know, me and Dave go way back. And, you know, you would think neither one of us would have made it this far. We almost didn't. We had our little ups and downs over the last few years in particular, but we're here and ready to go, right?
We recovered. We're having fun turning people on to diving.
Absolutely. So you got the whole pool set up here at the Beneath the Sea show. How many people do you think you've filtered through here already?
Maybe 50 or so. I haven't really kept count. We're just keep people coming in and out and having a lot of fun.
Yeah. GoDiveNow.com. You can find out where Dave's going to be. But the pool's jammed salmon right now here on the show floor.
Pool's
beneath
bowl,
the
you know,
sea.
It's a shift over time. You get feast and famine. You'll get busy for an hour or so, and then it gets quiet, gets busy for an hour or so.
Yeah, okay, understood. All right, so where do you go from here? What do you think?
Heading down to Dallas, Texas for the Dallas Adventure Show. That'll be next weekend. Better yet, the end of the month, they'll be back down there for Earth Day.
Awesome time. April 22nd. Yeah. That's my son's birthday. That's why I know. Not because some, you know, a tree hugger or anything.
Okay.
But hey, I like Earth Day for many reasons, as now you know. But hey, that is cool. What do you think of the show so far here beneath the sea?
It's good. It's going along. A lot of manufacturers, a lot of retailers, travel destinations. I'm trying to kind of plan another trip myself.
Yes. Where you looking? Where you think you're going to go, Dave?
A couple ones. Got Caymans and probably back to the Philippines.
Really? You just like the Philippines, do you?
Got some good diving there.
Yes. We all end up having our favorites as the years pass by. So there you go. He wants to go to the Philippines, and I am so excited. We are literally minutes away from our big big presentation. Scuba Radio, 20 years till sucking on air. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is our 20-year anniversary. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am excited right now because we are literally, we're down to the 10-minute to showtime mark for Scuba Radio, 20 years and still sucking on air, the worldwide premiere of this exhibit that features animatronic elements, song, dance, Broadway stuff. I can't believe it. I'm just blown away that we're actually, I just can't wait to share this with the world. I'm with Jerry Beatty and Mark Young from Dive Training Magazine. Mark, how are you, man?
Doing well, thank you.
Jerry, how are you,
man? Awesome, man. Awesome.
All right, Jerry the Diver Guy has tickets for you. You get the two final VIP tickets for our performance tonight. So, Jerry, hook them up.
I've got two tickets left. Two very special tickets for two very good friends of
mine.
These
are box seats.
I have
box seats?
Yeah. I have one ticket for my good friend Mark Young.
Yeah.
And one good ticket for my good friend Jean-Michel Cousteau.
No, that's
no. Wait. That's Jerry Beatty. I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. Don't start that rumor for the 50th time.
I hear that enough.
Yeah. He does that all the time. But they do look alike, don't they, Mark?
How many tickets were total? Well, you get two of them. How many did you?
No, it was literally the theater. I've been told.
I just want to see if this is a real honor. How many tickets did you get?
Yeah,
out?
No. This holds like 200 people.
So you're giving away 200 free tickets?
Yes.
We got the last two?
Yeah, these tickets are hotter than Hamilton.
Holy smokes.
It's, it's going to be off-Broadway in Secaucus, New Jersey. But, you know, well, we're making the best of it. And I'm anxious for you guys to see this. We've been working on it for quite some time, and we pulled out all the stops. So I hope you enjoy it.
Is Secaucus the definition of off-Broadway?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
That's off-Broadway.
Okay, yeah.
Technically, I am correct, am I not? Okay, so I'm anxious to hear what you guys say, and I hope you're as excited about it as I am. And I'm just glad you're here to help celebrate our 20-year anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
We were with you at the beginning.
You were, absolutely. Dive Training Magazine, I got to say, they have been so supportive of Scuba Radio literally since day one. And I couldn't thank you guys enough.
We believed in you and your outreach to the industry.
When you knew better. When you didn't know better.
Yeah. Then you grew on us, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. By then, it wouldn't rub off or something. I don't know. It was like a stain. It wouldn't go away. Is that it?
It wouldn't go away. Yeah. I mean, we tried everything, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm on the edge of my chair. I got to admit, I'm on the edge of my chair. It's 20th anniversary. This is going to be so big. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
I got to say, I'm not bragging, but I do not believe anything like this has ever been done in the dive industry before. Am I right, Mark?
No. You kidding me? Not even close.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm excited. And you know, it covers the past, present, and future of Scuba Radio. So for someone who doesn't know what we've been doing for the last 20 years, it's going to bring you up to speed pretty quick. And for those who are familiar with what we've done, Hopefully it'll be a stroll down memory lane and then some.
I understand the major television stations are coming in to cover this. Is that correct?
Well, I have heard.
Is that a secret?
Well, no. I mean,
not a secret now.
It's in Jersey, and there's been rumors Springsteen showing up. There's quite a few. I mean, this is a hot ticket. It's a one-time performance only, and if it goes well, they're talking about taking it down to Isla Mirada for the History of Diving Museum. That is, if it goes well, and I'm hoping it will. I feel pretty good about it. I mean, you know, what do you think?
You got to be nervous. I mean, you just got to be shaking in your boots.
At this point, after 20 years, I just don't care anymore. So, you know, it's like if whatever happens, happens.
You're looking at me funny. Did I spill the beans on the national exposure?
No. I've been saying that this is big.
All right.
This is huge. I mean, it's sneaking out, you know, through certain channels. You know, the TMZ have had their cameras staked out at our facility here in Secaucus for a while, so there's been some stuff leaking out through various channels. But
what day is this?
It's April 1st, 2017.
Gotcha.
Our 20-year anniversary. It's going to be big. So, but you guys are going to be there, and I appreciate your support. And you know, I don't have control. It takes a team of workers to pull this off. Jerry the Diver Guy. You know, we have Bubble Boy and CJ, and even our drunken sailor has helped us out with the venue. He had some friends here, and I guess I better bring him on here. Is he over there, Jerry? Bring over the drunken sailor, finally. Hey.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Under the Pier.
What? Under the Pier?
This is the big dive show, Under the Pier.
No, this is Beneath the Sea. Beneath the Sea.
What'd I say, Under the Pier?
The only reason I allowed you on the air right now is because we're getting close to the big show, and I do got to give you props for setting up the venue. I have not been to it. I've just heard it's a nice venue here in New Jersey. You know, it's off Broadway, and how did you secure this place for us anyway, dude?
Let's just say it's a friend of a friend who owes me a favor up here. And it's, can I give away where it is now? Can I tell people so they know?
Well, it's so close. At this point, people hearing this won't be able to get to the venue.
If you know the area, it's Crazy Eddie's Discount Appliance and VCR Repair.
Hold on. This was supposed to be, you had set us up at a that is not what I told. I told everybody it was supposed to be at this big auditorium. What are you talking about?
We could get the insurance worked out.
So wait a minute. The venue for the event, the exhibit, the play that we're going to do is where?
Crazy Eddie's Discount Appliance and VCR Repair.
Can that hold 200 people?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to have to do...
Listen, there's going to be a few no-shows. You have to plan for all the contingencies.
Okay, but...
Do you want your tickets back?
No. You still have to come. The VIP sections are...
Let's be honest.
Come on, Mark. You have to come. Don't let that scare you.
Let's be honest. You'll be lucky to get a baker's dozen.
No, you... Come on. Don't say that.
Nobody cares.
This better be a big hose right now, because if it's really there. But I've been told that this can't be right. I've been told they got plenty of seats at the venue.
Why don't you just stay here and peddle your wares at Under the Pier?
This is not right, Jerry. You told me there's already... You've been to the venue. You said there's over 200 seats there.
Well, I had 202 seats.
Okay.
And a security guard out front to keep drunken sailor away.
All right, well, maybe this is formerly this place you're talking about, or what, Crazy Eddie something, or rather what?
It's all going to work out. Just trust me.
All right, we'll make it work. We're divers. We're flexible. We'll get everybody together. So you'll still go, right? You don't got nothing else to do in the next 15
minutes.
Well,
that's true.
It's a short presentation, short exhibit. 6 minutes, you're in and out, okay? That's all it is.
6 minutes?
Yeah, 6 minutes. It took 20 years to get 6 minutes of quality out of our show.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
Any drinks being served? Anything going on?
I don't know. Drunken Sailor drinks?
I don't know. But
wait. It's sponsored by Mermaid Rum. We're supposed to have that on tap or, you know, flowing heavily.
There will definitely be rum, and also half price on all formerly owned top loaders.
check out the Solomon Islands.
I don't even
know. Full factory warranty.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I guess that's a little bonus. All right, well, we'll make this work. And, Jerry, you're excited, aren't you?
Well, I was until drunken sailors showed up.
Well, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, or the bad and the bad, I guess. But, you know, still, this is going to be worth hanging out for, and it's an honor to make 20 years. I just can't believe this is actually going to happen, because despite where the venue is, I know what went into this, blood, sweat, and tears. You know, even Scuba Radio's drunken sailor saw or heard the presentation that we're about to share with the world, and you liked it.
I enjoyed it very much, is what you told me to say.
Well, that's just wrong. But you saw it too, Jerry. You're excited, aren't you?
Yes. Whatever he just said.
Okay.
I can't get over
all right.
He's
well,
filling it up.
All right. Well, time will tell. Well, guys, we'll see you at the show, and if you like it, you're welcome. If you didn't, well, we'll see you in 20 years.
Just a quick question. If we're 6 minutes late, we missed the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait, I'm not sure what that means.
I just have one question, too.
Yeah.
Who's the drunken guy with the bottle of rum that can't stand up?
Well, that's a drunken sailor.
Wow. Really?
Boy, you mistaken him for what, Neil or something?
You got a classy operation.
Well, thank you. It's just what we do. When we're not diving, you know, I guess it's okay, right?
It's perfect.
Yeah, we're a big one, big, big happy family. All right, well, let's go on out. Let's walk outside the door. It's about that time. Guys, thank you so much. We'll see you at the show. And, man, I am so excited. Literally, we are minutes away. Let's see if we can get over to this place. It's literally right outside beneath the sea. And I'm going to walk through the doors. And this whole thing about this Crazy Eddie's location. Yeah, okay, let's just walk right out here. Yeah, that can't be right, because we've ordered the chairs. They're there. There's tables. There are VIP sections. We're going to get over to this venue. And it's called Crazy Eddie's.
Hey, okay. Check out this awesome Rolex I bought for this guy on the street. Isn't that a quality timepiece?
Oh, geez. Well, it's up next, so stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio, 20 years and still sucking on air.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Crazy Eddie's Discount Appliances and VCR Repair in beautiful Secaucus, New Jersey, jewel of the Northeast. During tonight's performance, commemorating 20 years of scuba radio, please refrain from using flash photography and keep the aisles clear. This is for your own safety. Seriously, don't do it or you could lose a limb. And now, on with the show.
You know we all love scuba radio. If we could, we'd dive most every day. You know we all love scuba radio. Started 20 years ago today.
Oh, hello. It was 1997 and an already successful young radio announcer was in his first management position at a sports station in Orlando. Greg was already kind of a big deal, and one of the many perks of the gig was free golf at any course in the area.
This sucks. I don't golf. Wouldn't it be great if we could dive for free?
So Scuba Radio began as an excuse to go diving on company time. It just so happened the entire diving industry was in Orlando that year for the DEMA show. So Greg weaseled his way onto the show floor to pitch his new idea to overwhelming support.
Yeah, it's called Scuba Radio. It would be a talk radio show about diving.
I've never heard of anybody doing that before.
Really? Well, I guess we'll call it Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Can I book the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, as our first guest?
Sure, whatever.
Slate here.
Yo, Slate.
Hey, dive god, what's going on?
Hey, I just got asked to be on Scuba Radio.
Scuba, what?
Hey, it's some kind of new radio talk show about diving.
Get the out of here.
Yeah, man, he sounds like a really nice guy, but that'll never work.
What an idiot.
Diving celebrities and prominent members of the dive industry appeared regularly, but kept their true thoughts to themselves, leaving Greg to blissfully pursue his pipe dreams. He didn't know any better and couldn't do anything else anyway. So it didn't matter. Greg was now Greg the Dive Master, the host of the world's first and only radio show devoted to diving. Overnight success was inevitable in just 20 short years.
You know we all love scuba radio. If we could, we'd dive most every day. You know we all love scuba radio. Even if the host is kind of cray.
That's crazy. Look at that.
Greg quickly picked up on scuba radio listeners' preference to hear as opposed to see him.
Worked you over with the ugly stick.
So, a mermaid recruitment program was put in place to provide visual stimulation when scuba radio went out in public.
Wow!
We pick our mermaids at the peak of freshness and maintain strict expiration date guidelines to avoid sea hag syndrome.
Oh my.
Each scuba radio mermaid enjoys a shelf life of 5 to 10 years, depending on measurements and family planning.
We all love scuba radio. If we could, we'd dive most every day.
Throughout the years, scuba radio's popularity grew, and Greg the Dive Master evolved into a psycho magnet. Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model, the Scuba Cowboy, and Drunken Sailor are just a few examples. However, years of diving around the world with a team of mermaids and whack jobs would take a toll on Greg's very big heart. It almost gave out just before reaching Scuba Radio's 20-year anniversary. However, thanks to modern medicine and a total disregard for primates, doctors replaced it with a baboon monkey heart. Sure, now he has an uncontrollable urge to throw his poo, but the future of Greg the Dive Master in Scuba Radio is secure.
Greg lives the dream, and from the start, he dives with his team. He's got a monkey heart. So when you have the urge to get under the sea, just dive into the show for you and me.
So what does the distant future hold for Scuba Radio? Will Greg the Dive Master retire? hand off scuba radio to a more capable individual and make everyone happy?
I thought you'd be smarter than this.
Not his style.
I'm happy to disappoint you.
And we all know you're now conditioned to the weekly abuse. That's why Greg's brain will be donated to science.
With a brain a third the size of us.
Not for study.
It's science.
I mean, why would you study a hollow shell devoid of any original thoughts or worthy ideas?
That's how I roll.
No, they'll attach Greg's feeble brain to a cyborg, as they always do.
That sounds like something out of science fiction.
It will allow Greg the Dive Master to share his passion for diving and continue scuba radio for eternity. Thanks to Scuba Radio Imagineers, here's a glimpse of Scuba Radio in the year 2112.
Welcome to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master's brain. The computer simulators of CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today. But first, let's go to the communicator, Z283CPO. You are on the air.
Hi, first time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the best place to dive in Uranus?
Ha ha, never heard that one before.
That ain't right.
Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey. Ha ha ha.
Jerry the diver germ thought it was funny. He laughs at everything.
Some things never change.
You know we all love scuba radio. If we could, we'd dive just about every day. We all love scuba radio. It started 20 years ago today.
April 1st, 2017 indeed marks 20 years of Scuba Radio. No fooling. As far as everything else, well, we may have taken a few liberties. I'm Greg the Dive Master. I want to seriously thank longtime sponsors like Explorer, Ventures, Liveaboards, and so many others, especially Divers Alert Network, who's provided support for Scuba Radio since day one, 20 years ago. However, your willingness to listen to this goofy little show is what has allowed me to make my passion my profession. I am grateful and truly humbled more than you will ever know. I raise my glass to you today and look forward to at least another 20, assuming my monkey heart will allow it. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.